Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. About 3 hours left in the show. You can give us a call here at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line. Just want to get right back into the phone line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Michelle's in New Hampshire.
Michelle, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello, Patrick. I just had a quick question. I'm considering starting a pollinator garden this year. I was considering purchasing a butterfly bush, but I have heard that they are invasive. What's your opinion? And if they are invasive and I decide to buy it, is there anything I need to do to keep them in check?
So they tend to just, why a lot of people will consider them that way is they just go crazy. They grow wild. They just kind of do their own thing. So that's why a lot of people will feel that way. I'm a little bit in both camps there because of the fact that it does have those invasive type tendencies, just mm-hmm. based on how it grows, how it, etc. So, but at the same time, it can be controlled. So I don't find it as invasive. You know what I mean? So the thing about a butterfly bush is each year you can cut it pretty much back to the ground, and it rebuild itself into it. It's not going to get as big as, you know, if you have one that's supposed to get like 6-10 feet tall, it's not going to necessarily get there right, you know, that season. You might have to not cut it all the way back. But these are ones where you can cut in the spring and actually have them, you know, reflower that year. It's not one where you have to worry about, right? That's one of the great things about it. Is when you're pruning it, it's not going to affect the flowers if you prune in the spring. Whereas a lot of times if you prune a shrub or tree in the spring, it won't do well. One of the reasons why they kind of consider it invasive is it can, spread into, say you do a pollinator garden with native plants, etc. It can start to take over a little bit. So that would be one of the reasons why they say kind of don't go with it, especially if you're doing like a native garden, or, you know, just it can tend to choke out some of those other shrubs. Now, if you wanted to do like a butterfly bush on its own in a different spot, it's, you know, that would be fine too. But they do have so many different colors to them. They have, you know, different varieties and sizes. So it's hard to just say don't ever use them because they do have a purpose in my thoughts. Excuse me. So this is a tough one to say. Don't ever do it, right? It's just, I think it has a purpose. It has some of the varieties of staying like compact and that type are really nice. They will attract those butterflies to them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other, you know, there's, you got to kind of look at the pros and cons, what outweighs the other. And if you're getting some butterflies into the yard, if you're getting them to, get those flowers that you want, there's nothing better than that, right? So I would, there are varieties out there that stay smaller and don't become invasive out there.
Okay.
I'm trying to think off the top of my head which varieties. I would say some of the more like dwarf butterfly bushes would be that way. Doing a little bit of research into it and saying, all right, these are the varieties. I'd have to look it up and see which varieties specifically are the less invasive. But, butterflies do love going to them. So, it's one of those things. We talk about pollinator gardens and native gardens, right?
Mm-hmm. Well,
why not have a butterfly bush? I mean, it says butterfly in its name, right?
Right.
So it contradicts itself a little bit because it can get invasive, but there are varieties now that they've been working on to keep them smaller and keep them so they're not like invasive. So there are a few that don't reseed. A lot of them, what they do is those flowers, that's when they throw out all the seeds, and that's where you're seeing them become invasive. Sometimes, but like I said, sometimes if you get some of the bigger ones that are considered more invasive, it's cutting back the flowers so the flowers don't go to seed and then fall onto the soil and then, create a new plant that way. So there are ways around it. But again, like I said, there are some out there that are specifically, they don't reseed as much. It's a tough one. It really is. You kind of hear a little bit of, I'm kind of like hesitant on it because that's what you hear a lot is butterfly bushes are invasive. Don't use them. Just don't use them. It's fine. But there are some backgrounds to it. Some will have invasive issues. Some won't. Simple research, just looking up like butterfly bush non-invasive. You might be able to find online which varieties are not going to be as invasive. And I think some of the newer varieties, some of the smaller ones, I almost want to say like the Lo and Behold variety, which is a smaller one, might work in those. It's a tough one because it's cool looking flowers, cool looking plant, but what's the benefits? Do they outweigh the negatives?
All right. Well, I will look into it. If I get one, probably good housekeeping as far as the garden would probably be helpful. And thank you again for your information.
No problem, Michelle. You have a great one.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Frank is in Belmont, New Hampshire.
Frank, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
My question is about hibiscus. I've got two indoor hibiscus plants.
Okay.
One is peach-colored, and it does really well. I've got it in, a 20-gallon pot. And the other one is a yellow, and it's only bloomed once since I've gotten it, and it doesn't seem to be growing that well, but it's got green leaves, and we just can't figure out what's going on.
Okay. Now, so this, they're both tree forms, you said?
They're more of a bush.
Bush, okay. It flowered that, once and then it was kind of done?
Yeah, it's a little after I got it. I bought it on a clearance out of Lowe's, like I did the other one, and I bought that one a few years prior to that. We used to have them outside on the deck in the summer, but the last 2 years we've kept them in the house. And we water them regularly. I've started fertilizing with what they call dynamite.
Okay.
I've always had pretty good luck with that fertilizer.
Yep.
And it's pretty high in the numbers.
Okay.
So I just don't know why they can't get that yellow one to bloom again, or if it's a different variety and it needs a different type of soil or something.
No, so let's do a couple things here. Is it in full sun mostly all the time?
Yeah, they're in both in front of a window on the face in the sun all day long.
Perfect. So that's step one. Usually it's, you know, sometimes they just love the sun so much, sometimes there's not enough. So that's step one to kind of look at.
Yeah.
What I would also look at is for maybe at the beginning of the season, you could even kind of look at it at this point because it is indoors, is looking at something with a heavy middle number.
Uh-huh.
So where the other two numbers, so there's three numbers, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium,
right.
Where
yep.
the phosphorus is highest.
Yeah.
Look at that because the phosphorus sometimes needs to be higher to push root development and push growth into the plant a little bit. There's a couple other things we can do, but I can hear my music in the background, so I want you to hang tight with me. So on the other side of the break, I can give you some more information. We're not just rushed here.
Okay.
So hang tight for me. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were speaking with Frank in regards to his tropical hibiscus that's not flowering. It won't come back. And before the break, I had talked about using like a heavy phosphorus type fertilizer and completely forgot that with the tropical hibiscus, they don't like phosphorus as much. Even though phosphorus is an element that helps with root development and flowers, when it gets too much of it, it can actually show the same signs of decline. So we're looking for a fertilizer that has a low middle number and high numbers on the, not high, but higher numbers on the first and third. So nitrogen and potassium. Okay, so I misspoke before the break. I do apologize. The more and more I thought about it, this is one plant that phosphorus doesn't do well for it. So a bloom booster or even just a regular like Miracle-Gro, I know you said you were using dynamite.
Yes.
So the dynamite plant food, it has like, it's like a 13-13-13 on it, I believe.
I think so. I don't have it right in front of me.
It might be like 15-15-15, but that's kind of what it is.
Yeah.
And to be honest, that's a little bit high for the hibiscus, the more I think about it. And that could be part of it. So, like I said, they want more of potassium and nitrogen. Go ahead.
I just recently started with the dynamite. I mean, for the last couple of years, we've used other fertilizers.
Okay. So, Peters Fertilizers, like Jack's Classics, used to be Peters. But Jack's Classic has some out there that's like a 20-10-20. Those would be ones I'd be looking at, ones that have that lower middle number.
Yeah.
that's going to help with the flowering of your hibiscus. The other thing, like, you know, it's in full sun, continuing with the watering, take care of it that way. But look more for one that has a lower middle number to fertilizer. Okay. Because phosphorus can, what it'll do is it makes it look like there's an issue with the plant. It makes it look like the leaves will start to yellow a little bit, and it can, over time, can actually hurt the plant's health, right? Okay. So look for something, you know, like a 12, 4, 8, or you could do, like I said, the 20, 10, 20. Most of, like, your miracle, like the yellow box of Miracle-Gro is like a 20, 20, 20.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't be going there. I'm trying to think of others off the top of my head. But again, I don't know off the top of my head the exact fertilizer that it would be. I'd have to do a quick, like, Google search.
Yeah.
For like a low phosphorus fertilizer.
Yeah.
And I think that could be part of it. Just even in general, even if you've used other fertilizers in the past, it just doesn't really want it.
Okay.
Whereas most plants, most flowering plants, and I'd almost say the majority, do want phosphorus to help push the flowers. So it's like the opposite. So basically with some of the tropical hibiscus, you almost have to throw away some of the knowledge that you already have and say, all right, it's going to be a little bit different when it comes to fertilizing. That could be part of the issue there.
It doesn't seem to have affected the big plant because that's been blooming this past couple of months.
Yeah, you know, it could long-term over the time.
Yeah.
It's weird. Some plants, you know, don't – well, obviously plants don't read books, right? But, you know, they don't know. But when you're hearing that a plant won't rebloom – that's what kind of comes to mind is the fertilization, looking at what's going where. The other one, you know, I would, is that other one like a red one?
It's a peach colored.
Peach colored?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just got a little, maybe it, you know, the elements in there or it's a little bit different. Maybe it just didn't have it. That's kind of what I would look at for it. You know, if you're going to get it outside this year, slowly bring it outside. Sometimes the cool weather can do it too.
Right.
It just might be going also through some sort of dormancy period at this point, but there is hope for it, I do believe.
Okay.
All right.
Spend today looking up fertilizers.
All right, Frank. Well, good luck.
Esfoamer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoamer.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A United Airlines plane in Denver, Colorado, experienced engine failure just after takeoff. A spokesman for the Broomfield Police Department, Rachel Welch, said the officers had secured areas where the debris had fallen.
We'll secure the area, take initial witness statements from people that have debris in their yard, and then we will eventually turn the investigation over to the NTSB. They'll determine what happened.
The plane was heading to Honolulu. It turned around and made a safe landing at the Denver airport. There were no injuries. After the big snowstorm in Texas, Democratic lawmakers are calling for government regulation. Republican Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson says the last thing he wants is government regulation for the state's power grid.
We have an independent grid. I want to keep it that way. I think Governor Abbott has been adamant about having the Texas legislature look into this and figure out where we as a state need to regulate this.
This is USA Radio News. A New Jersey federal judge whose son was killed by a lawyer last year says the same man has been tracking Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Judge Esther Salas told CBS News' 60 Minutes that FBI agents found a gun, ammunition, and a folder with information about the justice. Two women have been cited by police with a warning for posing as elderly people to get COVID-19 vaccinations in Florida. They dressed up in costumes to appear older so that they could get vaccines. They were discovered after they'd already gotten their first shot. A few days ago, authorities in Orlando, Florida, apprehended the two women as they posed as senior citizens to get vaccinated. A sheriff's spokeswoman says the women, who are 35 and 45 years old, disguised themselves with bonnets, gloves, and glasses. The sheriff's office released a video on Friday of the deputy confronting the two women.
You know what you have done? You've stolen a vaccine from somebody that needs it more than you.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got plenty of time left in the show, so give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out with all your gardening questions. And, you know, it's an interesting... interesting question that just came up with the hibiscus and how some of it's blooming and some is not, you know, and what's going on. And it's just, it's one of those things where you could actually, you could go onto the internet and look and see that everybody has a different way. Some people will say more phosphorus. Some people will say more potassium. Some will say all the different things. And, you know, one of the things that I found in common, just doing a little bit of a search in the during the break here, because I wanted to get a little bit more information on it. I wanted to make sure the information I was giving out made sense. But the thing I did find on there that was the most common, because like I said, some people actually said phosphorus is good for it. Some of it said, you know, don't use the phosphorus. But the thing that I found the most common is only feeding it four times a season. So instead of feeding it with like a liquid fertilizer every 2 to 3 weeks, like you might hear with like your annuals, etc., this one actually states only four times a season. And I saw that on a number of different websites that I was looking at just to double check what I was, you know, saying, right? So that is something I took out of that. But I do believe that it is more needing more potassium versus phosphorus when it comes to the flowering hibiscus, like the tropical hibiscus. So I just want to throw that out there that, you know, you can take a look online and find all different sorts of answers for these types of things. I like to double check myself a lot to make sure that the information I am giving out is correct. And again, I found all this information, but the most common with a tropical hibiscus is to just fertilize four times a year. Spring, after it's done flowering, then late summer, and then fall, and then hold off during the winter. Early spring, so next few weeks, then after it's done blooming the first time, if you can get it to bloom, right? Then mid to late summer, and then late fall. And then hold off for the winter with the fertilizing. I would rather do it a little bit less often with a little bit stronger, maybe like a granular form to it. Like Frank was talking about, he uses dynamite, right? Maybe, I think dynamite has some different varieties of their fertilizer. Maybe they have a lower phosphorus number. So that's something to just think about. But there are other options for different fertilizers. And again, you know, you kind of look at it and say, all right, it's not flowering, phosphorus, boom, let's go, done. That's not how it is with this one. You kind of throw some of those things out the door. There's not a lot of shrubs, trees that don't like the phosphorus, but this one specifically doesn't. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time in the show. We got another couple hours here to answer all your gardening questions. And these are some of the things, you know, we're starting to think spring. We're getting ready for that next season. I haven't even looked at a countdown yet, but I want to say we're in the 20s before spring. Maybe that's what I'll look up in the next break, is how long till spring. Because I know we're starting to get edgy, trying to want to get out there and do more. Although, you know, my kids love the snow. They're enjoying it, sledding, doing all these things. But I really want that spring. I want to be able to get outside more, open the windows up, get that fresh air, and enjoy it. Now, if you're looking to fertilize this spring, looking to fertilize now, take a look at Espoma for your needs on that. Espoma has a great website at espoma.com. They have some liquid fertilizers. You probably know them for, you know, Holytone, right? You might just think Holytone might be the name of the company sometimes, because that's how widely it's known. But they have for all different types of plants. They have for your garden, for your trees, for this, you know, your annuals, roses. They've come up with so many different varieties that will specifically help those plants that you need, all the way down to some of your indoors, like Palm Tone, right? That is for palm trees, hibiscus, and tropical plants. Now, if you were to, you know, take a look at this one, it's usually in like a 4-pound bag. This one, actually, the numbers on it are a 415. So right there, that might be the one to use for your hibiscus, the Palm Tone. You might find it at some different garden centers. Take a look, but that would be the perfect numbers for you. But Espoma, this season, early season, get ready to be fertilizing on a lot of the plants. Just based on the drought that we had this past year, a lot of your plants are in decline. They've used up a lot of that energy. They've used up a lot of the fertilizer, a lot of the nutrients that are in the soil. So this year, this spring, is going to be so important to give back to your plants. You know, we talk about what we're going to do in the garden, you know, plant-wise, but we need to take care of the ones that are already there. So look specifically at what you kind of have out there? Do you have a lot of evergreens? Holytone for evergreens. Do you have a lot of hydrangeas? Do you have perennials, those smaller shrubs? Maybe look at plant tone or garden tone. Maybe even for some of your other trees, like a tree tone, like if you have a crab apple or an apple tree, those things, tree tone. This year, this season going into when we come into spring is going to be one of the most important seasons for feeding your existing trees and shrubs, perennials, everything than we've had in a while. We were so far back on not having enough rain. Our plants got dehydrated. I think at one point we were 12 or 13 inches below where we should be for rain, for water levels in the soil. And that was in August and September. Obviously, with the amount of snow, the amount of rain we had, we're getting back into it. But that doesn't mean the damage wasn't already done. So if you get anything out of today's show, it's thinking this spring of what you're going to do for your existing plants. Because if we don't do something, there could be more damage going forward. And the Espoma products are some of the ones that you really should look at. Now, what I'd also want you to look at doing for some of the plants that maybe had decline issues towards the end of the season is not only using that Espoma product, but using protolyzer with it, right? So protolyzer is from Natural Alternative. Protolyzer is like vitamins for your plants. So it works together with that fertilizer to become more active and release the trapped nutrients, release the right nutrients for the plant. So again, I honestly think this season is the most important to fertilize this spring once the ground thaws and you can start to fertilize. And I think it's a combination, the granular form and protolyzer. Protolyzer is going to help with a lot of different things. It's also going to help you long-term with, you know, if we had a drought coming up and it's not going to hold water in the soil, it's not going to do that. What it's going to do is help train your plant to get the nutrients from the soil and pull those other ones that are already there so that you don't have just a overbalance of the nutrients in the soil. They'll actually use them as needed. So this is something that I think is very important this year. So look at it this spring. Because we had one of the worst droughts in a long time. We're going to start to see the damage that it's done even more this spring. So if you notice some of the plants aren't doing well, fertilize and add the protolyzer. It's a 1-2 combination that will really boost your plants to go forward. If you have some questions, you can give us a call here at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we have plenty of time for you to give us a call, and we can do everything we can to help you out. Again, want to start thinking spring. What do we want to do? What can we do? You know, we can, some of the things to be thinking about is the soil conditioners. Taking care of the soil. You know, there's a commercial out there with a accent that says, feed your lawn, feed it, right? It's not just about feeding the lawn. It's not just about feeding the plants. It's about feeding the soil as well. So looking at something that's going to help condition the soil is just as important as fertilizer. There's a lot of different products out there for conditioners. You know, is it just lime? Because you need to bring up the pH. Or are there trapped nutrients? Do we need to do something with like sulfur to help break up that area? Those are some things to be thinking about this season and what we're going to be doing. Get those products now so that you have them as soon as the ground thaws and you can start getting them down. You know, you can go to Natural Alternative. Go to their website at naturalalternative.com. Go to a local garden center. See if they have some of these products like the pelletized lime. I like the fast-acting lime. or see something along the lines of from the Jonathan Green products, Love Your Soil. Love Your Soil and or Sulfur. Either one of those would work well to help condition the soil. You're really helping the soil thrive. I know it doesn't sound like the fun part. We want to see the blossoms. We want to see everything. But if we take care of that soil, it's very important. You know, I was talking with somebody at work the other day. We joke around usually after the show. And I said, you know, I know you don't like that I talk about soil samples all the time. But she brought up a good point. Her husband looks at the pool all the time and looks at the pH to keep it the right level. It's kind of that aspect that we're looking for the soil, is keeping up with the pH, keeping up with the nutrients. So if you have a pool and you just take care of it all the time, you're putting whatever you need to get in there, we're doing the same thing with our soil to help condition it, to help make it so it's that perfect level. So it when she said this to me the other day, I was like, whoa, my mind was blown. I didn't show it because I can't show that I learned something, right? But I think she's going to hear it now. But I digress. Anyways, it is so important to think about. So taking care of your soil is a great thing to be doing. So think about it and do something about it this spring. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front-row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in South Portland, Maine.
Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Couple things.
Sure.
Quickly. I bought a 50-pound bag of 10-10-10 last year. Can I use it this year?
Yep. It. Yeah. Go ahead.
The other thing is, while I was talking to the interviewer, you were mentioning about something one of your fellow employees suggested doing in a Blue U way, but I didn't hear it because I was listening to his conversation. And yeah. The other thing is, if I can, what's a good plant or seed to start at this time of the year? Just to spruce up the house, because it's like winter is starting to show on me, so I need to have some green growing in my house.
Understandable. So we'll start off with the fertilizer. As long as you keep it in an area where it doesn't get above, like get really hot or really cold, you should be fine to use it for a couple seasons.
Okay.
You know, 2 to 3, depending upon... what'll happen a longer period will break down a little bit more over time, so it won't be as powerful, right? It won't have as much. It won't break down like to the point where it's like, you know, cuts everything in half the first couple years, but it, you know, as it gets older, it just won't be as good.
Okay. Okay.
Now, the conversation I was having was just more of his talking about, like, the pH of soil and mm-hmm. soil testing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are a lot of people out there who have pools, and they're constantly putting, you know, chemicals into the pool to make it so it's the right level, perfect for us to be in, you know, clean everything. Well, if you took that same thought process and put it into soil sampling and the pH and the levels in your soil, it's the same thing for your soil and your root system. And that's why it's so important, because, you know, it was one of those things. I wasn't even thinking about it. And then it was like, wow, that really made sense. So wanted to bring that up. Now, as far as anything, in the, you know, to bring something in the house, anything, to be honest, you could start seeds of anything right now if you wanted to, and just have them in the house as long as you have the right conditions for them. You know, maybe it's, you know, if you're looking for veggies, you could do anything. You could do some lettuces right now. For flowers, you know, if we're looking at perennials, maybe so you can start them early to get out there. You know, honestly, it could be anything to start right now. It's just the bigger thing is when you put them outside. So, you know, I went to the Burpee's website, and I just went onto perennials here at the same time as we're talking, and Echinacea was one that I wanted to pull up. And I looked, and it actually says start indoors now. So it'd be perfect time. It actually says February 22nd, so you could start tomorrow, but I digress. But the idea is you could start it now and then get it outdoors, you know, after the first frost, like May 20th or later. So there are some different ones that you can start now indoors to give you something that's showing. But honestly, I would say anything just to get it started in there. And just know that a lot of the stuff that you're going to put outside, you really can't put out till mid to end of May before it's, you know, so that the last chance of frost is over and you're not going to kill the plant long term.
Sure. Okay. All right. I got you. All right. Good enough. It's getting to be a long season. And so we'll see what happens. Okay. Well, thank you very much for taking the call. Have a great week and stay safe.
You too, Bob. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, it's starting to get old this winter, right? It didn't seem that way at first, but it's really starting to get old. We're thinking spring here and going forward. But yeah, I mean, bringing any of the perennials indoors and starting now might be a great idea to just get going. You know, it's all about when you bring them outside and what you do from there. Some of them, maybe it's starting a little bit later, but we're not that far away from going into March, so we can definitely get started. If you have some questions, give me a call here at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.